do 和 does。 do 和 does 在一般现在时态里面都可以用来帮助构成否定句和疑问句。请看 Do you speak English? 你讲英语吗？这个结构我们大家比较熟悉。 Yes, I do. 但是当主语是 he 的时候，那这个时候呢，前面的助动词要用 do 的 S 型，就 does he。 Does he speak Japanese? No, he doesn't.No, he doesn't. 在这几个句子里面的 do 和 does 都是用作助动词来帮助构成疑问句和否定句。 Well, 好，下面我说几个肯定句，请大家用口头说出他们的疑问句。 For example, I give you the sentence, He likes English.You say, does he like English? Understand? 好 He likes English. Good. Does he like English? He goes to school at 6. Does he go to school at 6? 对，请注意啊，他改为疑问句后呢，前面用了 does, 后面还要不要用 goes 呢？对，不用了，要还原。要把 goes 还原成 go, 就 does he go to school? 他上学吗？好，我们再来最后一个。He plays football on Saturday. He plays football on Saturday. Good. Does he play football on Saturday? Does he play football on Saturday? Okay. 好。那么看来容易，实际上这个地方是我们学习英语的一个小酸。我在这个学期开学的时候就说过，我们这个学期的英语学习将要遇到几座小山，那么要想翻过这个山，就一定要用耳、用脑、用心、用手、用嘴。 OK, Now let's do some practice on the present indefinite tense. 下面我们就一般现在时态再做一些练习。请大家看下面的篇目。I came from the USA. I like China very much. And I like Chinese very much too. I speak a little Chinese. I read Chinese every day. I play football with my friends on Saturdays. 这段篇目都是用第一人称 I 叙述的。我是美国人，我非常喜欢中国，我非常喜欢汉语，我讲一点汉语，我每天都读汉语。在星期六我和我的朋友一块儿踢足球。那么当主语是一人称或者是第二人称以及其他人称的复数的时候呢，动词都用原形，就 come, like, speak, read, play。 那么下面我们做一道练习，把这个第一人称的序序改为第三人称，把这个主人翁改为 John, 约翰。那么请大家把这个地方训斥改为 John, 那因此后面的动词应该相应的发生什么变化呢？ So we say John come from the USA, John like China very much, and John like Chinese very much too. JohnSpeak a little Chinese. John, read Chinese every day. And John, play football with his friends on Saturday. OK? 当主语改为 John, 要注意 come, like, speak, read, play 要相应发生什么样的变化。OK? That's right. 当主语是第三人称单数的时候，动词要用相应的 S 形式。So we say, John comes from the USA. He likes China very much. And he likes Chinese very much too. He speaks a little Chinese. He reads Chinese every day. He plays football with his friends.On Saturdays. So here we use comes, likes, speaks, reads, plays. OK? 那么动词的 S 型应该怎么构成呢？这样它的构成的方法和名词加 S 的方法是一样。啊，就一般的都在动词后面直接加 S。如果那个动词是以 O 结尾，啊以 CH 结尾，以 SH 结尾的时候呢，就加 ES。那如果是以辅音加 Y 结尾，那么就要把 Y 改为 I 再加 ES。啊，和名词的复数的变化规则是一样。因此，有的老师为了方便呢，也把叫动词的复数形式。那么这个呢，概念上是不够准确。但是呢，作为动词的复数形式呢，就比较好，就动词把它改为复数形式。啊，只不过这种复数的形式嘛，啊，但实际上是我们把它准确的叫动词的 S 形式，但它改变的方法和名词复数形式的变化方法是一样的。好，下面我们再分别把这些句子改为疑问句。John comes from the USA， 请把它改为疑问句。好，那么现在这个疑问句呢，要求大家针对 the USA 提问，也就是 John 是什么地方人？对，那么疑问词应该用 what。What does he come from? Where does he come from? Where does he come from? 他是什么地方人？ Where does he come from?那么注意这个前面用的助动词 does， 那后面呢就直接用它的原形了，啊，千万不要这个地方用 does， 这个地方又把 comes 移下来，那就犯了一个重复性的错误。那 the second， he likes China very much， he likes China very much， 要求针对这个 very much 提问，那么也就是他到底如何喜欢中国呢？他到底对中国是怎么看法的呢？对，应该用 how 来提问。How does he like China? How does he like China? 请注意，这个地方用了 does， 这个地方要还原 does he like China? The third， and he likes Chinese very much.And he likes Chinese very much. 那么同样针对 very much 提问。How does he like Chinese? How does he like Chinese? The next one. He speaks a little Chinese. He speaks a little Chinese. 他讲一点汉语。要求把它改为一般疑问句，也就是他讲一点汉语吗？对，这个时候要用助动词，因为它是第三人称单数，所以助动词 do 要用哪个形式呢？要用 does。 So the answer is does he speak a little Chinese? Does he speak a little Chinese? The next oneHe reads Chinese every day. 他每天都要读汉语。改为一般疑问句，他每天都读汉语吗？ So the answer is, does he read Chinese every day? Does he read Chinese every day? He plays football with his friends on Saturdays.
在星期六，他与他的朋友一块踢足球。改为一般疑问句，星期六他和他的朋友一块踢足球吗？
Does he play football with his friends on Saturday? Does he play football with his friends on Saturday?
Well, 那么这是一种练习方法。那么更重要的一种练习方法呢，就是我们要用我们自己的口和手来说你自己的父亲、你的母亲和你自己最了解的朋友、你的老师他的那个情况。
For example, My father is a teacher. He works at number 2 middle school. He goes to work every day.He goes to work at 7. He has 4 classes in the morning. And he works very hard. He likes fish. He likes eggs too.
啊，那么你通过描述你最了解的这个人，他的爱好，啊，他的工作情况，就可以不断的加深你在第三人称单数做主语的时候动词要用 S 型的这样一种语法现象。第二个呢，你可以向你的朋友问另外一个人，也就是问第三者的一些情况啊，比如说你和你的朋友问那个前面的那位同学 Does he like English? Does he like Chinese? And does he speak EnglishDoes he speak good Chinese? 等等。
那么这样呢，就可以巩固对一些疑问句结构的掌握。
那么当然了，关于有关这个啊一般现在时态的那个学习，我们还是仅仅开始，还要继续。那么在后面，我们进一步给大家做一些讲解。